Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 5:49, down 1 on the open July, 5:55, down 5.5. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5:01, down 6.25 on the open July, 5:14, down 6. September, 5:40, down 5.75 on the open. May corn opened at 3.80.5, up 3.5 on the open July, 3.90, down 9.5. September, $4.15, down 6.5. December, $4.12, down 7.25. March of 2010, $4.24, down 8. May, $4.31.5, down 8. And July, $4.37.5, down 7 on the open. May soybeans open at 8.97, down 20 on the open. July, 8.96, down 19.25. November, 8.43, down 17.75. January of 2010, 8.53, down 18.5. July, 8.73, down 18.75 on the open. May soybean meal open at 2.79, down 4.80 on the open. July, 2.74.80, down 5.10. May soybean oil open at 31.80, down 62 on the open. July, 32.20, down 52. April live cattle open at 83.80, down 52.5 on the open. April feeders, 92.90, down 22.5. April lean hogs, 60.55, up 7.5. And May pork bellies, 84, down 190 on the open. You can get the opening and closing market prices and analysis by telephone each and every business day, twice daily by 10:15 a.m. and 3 o'clock p.m. Those are central times. We update the portal. The number is 217-333-3434. You can keep up with the markets when you're on the go, away from your computer, or in the fields, wherever you are. The number once again, 217-333-3434. 3434. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like the Dow, which is 7506, and the live tick, and that's down 267, has got traders spooked a little bit this morning.
Yeah, that's quite a bit of concern when you talk about one of the meat and potatoes companies of the United States of America back in concern mode again. And also, too, there's concern with the administration, the way they are intervening with these companies, and it sort of opens the door, or the concern is they can intervene with a lot more entities that receive public money or government aid in general. And I would go as far as maybe agriculture in the future could be intervened too. So it's a negative type of atmosphere this morning, but we believe that the lows here last night and early today should hold ahead of the all-expected big major acreage and stocks report tomorrow morning.
And I'm sure you have your crystal ball all polished up. What does it say?
Well, we feel that corn acres are going to be slightly lower. We would expect corn acres to be a million acres less than last year, around 85 million acres. And the bean acreage is going to be up 4 to 5 million acres, and we would not be surprised to see a number 80 million or larger. What's probably more important is how the trade interprets these numbers. There is a wide range of expectations from the lowest to the high. Corn acre guesses are as low as 80 million up to 89 million acres, and bean acres 77 million clear up to 83 million acres. So There's a wide range there. We'll see what the best guess is tomorrow morning and see how the market closes.
And when you look at those guesses, what do you think is likely to happen, especially given where you're sitting compared to the trade guesses? It seems to me that if what you say come to pass, beams could really take quite a tumble tomorrow.
Long term, that's where the risk is. It just depends how far from the range they come in at, and how the trade wants to position themselves with that. But two, we got to remember, if this outside market sort of in a free fall here, that could spill into the marketplace, too, as economic concern continues to be the front burner of most individuals.
So are you recommending that folk do anything ahead of this report?
Yeah, we recommended sales or catch-up sales or have orders in to sell over a week ago. We went with the consistent advice that whenever Dan Zwicker goes on vacation, the market goes down, and he was on vacation last week. That explains why the market was down last week. So,
yeah, the Zwicker factor.
So we feel that now he's back from vacation that maybe the market can stabilize and can consolidate here. But to answer your question directly and more serious note is that we feel that the risk is to the downside as a producer, landowner, farmer, or investor, whatever, because as we look at the seasonal tendency of the grain market, once we get into this April time window, there is no weather concerns that the risk becomes to the downside.
What technical levels would concern you if they weren't to hold?
Good question. That's an excellent question. Downside risk, the December corn futures, in the near term here, we feel we're in a trading range of $4 on the low end and $4.50 in the high end. A move below $4 would put concern in our perspective. Otherwise, we feel that corn could move on up to the $4.50 area. New crop November beans, this $8 level, $8.10 area needs to hold. If that fails to hold, we could drift lower in the November beans.
What about the wheat?
Wheat, we'll see what the next few reports say on wheat. The wheat market's going to be affected by the weekly crop conditions report as we start to see this wheat start to enter its major growth stage here. As far as the July wheat futures, we feel critical support in the July wheat futures. Basically, Chicago is right at the $5 benchmark there.
I wondered if you think longer-term $4-plus wheat is in the cards.
We feel that wheat at the $5 is a good specialty buy. We feel that the acreage estimates are still a little high on the soft red winter wheat and even the hard red winter wheat areas. We feel that old crop supplies are going to be pretty well used up here within the next 3 to 4 months. And as we get in the new crop marketing year here, once we get in July, that demand is going to remain somewhat strong, and this demand is going to be faced with smaller supplies to work with.
What else are you keeping an eye on these days?
Just about everything that moves. I mean, it's amazing that 1 minute the trade's watching the dollar, then they're watching crude oil, then they're watching the Dow, and it's just one market after another. So you've virtually got to watch about all the markets. But probably an indicator that probably needs a little bit more mentioning or respect is the gold market. A lot of the trade went to the gold market here as a safe haven. We feel that if gold would start to firm up, that would spell or more concern economic-wise as traders go to that safe haven.
And as we look at the marketplace and the gold on the continuation charts, we've been seeing that it has shown a little bit of strength since the fourth quarter.
It's been hanging in there. We had the big up during the month of February, and we've corrected somewhat. It is building a head and shoulders top formation on the charts there, so that needs to be watched closely. Probably the key indicator we feel is gold futures.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
That's Kurt Kimmel, and he is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
May wheat in Kansas City now at 560 and three quarters, up three quarters. At the Board of Trade, May wheat 506 down one and a quarter. May corn 385 and a half down one and a half. July 396 down one and a half. December 417 and three quarters down one and a half. May beans 908 and a half down eight and a half. July 906 down nine and a quarter. November 849 and a half down 11 and a quarter. May soybean meal 281.50 down 230. May soybean oil 32.17 down 25. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.